Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI. From site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want the way you want. And manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another rendition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. A little bit later of a podcast here from the boys. Not the usual, but here we are.
The night moves. Joe, you better wake up. You look exhausted. You better come to. This has got to have a morning pod energy to it, Joe. You look like you're ready to fall asleep over there. We can't have it.
We haven't even started the podcast yet.
Yeah, but a lot of times you're ready. I know when you're ready to come out of the gates running right off the starting line. I don't know if that's today's right. That day.
Thanks for monitoring the energy levels. I hadn't even said a fucking word yet. I'm just standing here.
That was my concern. Usually I'd take a shot so fast. I'm not used to you not coming after me right away out of the gates. That's what it is normally.
Let me tell you something, Michael. We're going to spend a week together coming up, okay?
Yeah. It'll be a great week.
All right. Yeah.
It's going to be a great week, but like, let's start this thing on the right foot, okay? You're coming at me early on the pod. We have had a gauntlet of a week. I'm just going to go out and throw that out there. It has been a gauntlet of a week, and you know what? We're here, showing up. I'm going to give everything I got to this podcast like I always fucking do.
Lay it all out on the line.
And I got to be questioned about my sincerity and my attention levels.
Nobody questioned your sincerity. Nobody questioned that. I was just a little concerned. You looked a little tired. That's all. Which is your right. It's your God-given right to be tired. I'm tired myself, but we're ready to go. I'm bringing the energy.
Well, Mikey, you're a father of two.
I am.
You're a father of two.
That's a fact.
And that can be tiring, 100%.
Very tiring. Very tiring. Yes. I've been all over the tri-state today.
No doubt about it. I've
crossed state borders today.
No doubt about it. Meanwhile, we were doing a drinking challenge today. We're gonna die.
Oh, that's one why of you're us are, tired. That's why
we're gonna
tired.
Die. Yeah.
What were you drinking?
Yeah.
What was the challenge?
Have a days.
Something.
Oh, it's have a day
out.
Challenge.
Yeah. So since this is Tuesday, we're releasing the transfusion, which I really think is gonna be the biggest. It's so good. I know, obviously, like, we're biased, but this transfusion is for some. It's a hard drink to get right because it's got like this. You ever have a transfusion, Mikey? You've had a couple, I'm sure. Yes. Yeah, like.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes.
They got like their.
I mean, yes, I have.
Yeah. Couple of those breezy opens, couple cocktails.
Couple deep. Cocktails. I mean, listen, I got to entertain people, Bob. You know the MC. MC has to be on top of his game. You
did
know,
a great job.
At the Breezy Opens.
Did a great job.
He does do a good job.
We'll see in Virginia, by the way. Sold out quick.
Sold out very quick.
Eight minutes, man. That's insane.
By the way, Mikey, I checked your Breezy numbers. You're selling a shitload of Breezy, by the way.
That's what I do, Bob.
He does. He does. Look, you say what you want about Mikey B.
And people will, and people
and they
do.
Will. And they absolutely do.
Who's
well.
Saying stuff, Michael?
People talk.
A lot of people. But I tell you what, you know, Easter Sunday, I'm there, and I'm, you know, Easter Sunday. Everybody's got to know about it. I represent the brand. But, Bob, send me a case of those transfusions,
yes,
okay?
100%. 100%. Right. It's a tough drink to really nail. It's the most popular drink in golf, and it could be like a little medicine-y flavor, like with the grape sometimes, the transfusions. You tell me when you get it, Mikey. I think we nailed it, and we did taste test after taste test after taste test. I think we nailed it. I think this will be on golf courses all over. So we had that challenge, and then just the eating that we're doing.
It felt like, from the outsider's perspective, it felt like you guys were in Virginia for a month.
Yeah.
It literally felt like you guys were there for a month. And I'm like, listen, like, that's a long time, man. Like, even if, like, and I know Bob is good about, like, he doesn't care what you're doing or what's going on. Like, he'll go and get his. He'll go out for a run. But it's just, eventually, it's not the same as the normal going to your gym, your local gym, going to your local, you know, whatever, CrossFit, whatever. you know, eating in your own kitchen, you know, eventually, no matter what you try and do on these vacations or on these trips, it's just going to catch up to you.
You saw it with NASCAR. I mean, you saw it go down with the
NASCAR. That was also one of the worst that I've ever seen. That was, just an absolute fucking gauntlet of just sheer disastrous, overindulgence and absolute no self-respect out of all of us.
That's why I honestly like the New York weekends when like Bob and you will fly up to New York and we'll do like the Audi club and we'll do, because it's like you do one nice dinner and then like you do your day drinking day at the Yankee game or NFL Sunday, whichever one it is, interchangeable. But it's not like a 4-day bender of just nonstop eating and you're living in the same house. And it's like fucking, what was the MTV show? The real popular Real World, where you just, this is like modern day Real World. Like, you know, if real world was around now, they'd be doing the same shit, ordering Uber Eats every fucking meal and all that. It would be the same
thing. Bob said to me today, he goes, you know, I've realized, because we were staying up in the mountains in like Perez Mountain House. Bob goes, I realized two of the most essential things that I need in order to have a good trip: good Wi-Fi and Uber Eats.
Wi-Fi is a tough one.
It's a tough one. We tried to record the podcast the other day, for the folks who don't know, and the Wi-Fi was just so, so bad. Really frustrating, because I love doing our Saturday morning podcast, but I do think the energy is here. Mikey, I was staying upstairs, and I could look down to the living room, and the D-man was in the clouds, and to watch this guy have multiple bets going, especially like in or out of the clouds, but when he's on a gummy, one of the more fascinating things I've ever, he's crazy. He's a crazy, crazy. And I just sat up top on this multiple.
Guy was like, Joe, a would you say on top of a fucking church pew, man? He was staring down at me like I was some kind of like science experiment.
You know, the crow's nest on a pirate ship, Joe?
Yeah.
You know, the guy who sits up in the crow's nest with the periscope?
Oh, yeah, that's Bob.
Yeah, that's Bob. That's Bob. Joe, would you say you're a better man on Ritalin or on edibles? Because I know you would think you were a good man on Ritalin, but would you take Ritalin or edibles, dog?
I think when I'm on an edible, I am unfiltered and like you get
more so than you already are.
You get all of the suppressed, like comical, like nature. It just comes, it seeps out of me like sap out of a tree. It's just, you know, it's all there for the taking and Bob just can't get enough of it. And sometimes it's like, I'm a bit much, but it's just, I can't help myself, man. I have so much fun on those things. We were having a ball, man. But yeah, we ate like degenerates, man. We had Reese's, cake that we had, this ice cream cake was just unbelievable. When we didn't, you know, we didn't have really much food up there because it was like no one's cooking. So we're like eating snacks and party mix and stuff all day. You know, we really need to go on like a diet plan or something.
Was Uber Eats available up there, Bob? Like, could you even get Uber Eats in that location?
No, you're
I was going to say that had to be nuts. But sorry, Joe, about the diet plan. Yeah, sorry about that.
Well, I was saying some kind of diet plan or something where I could just know that I have good meals for a while. Yeah. And that's why the Brilliant Dumb Show is, in fact, sponsored by Factor, because the fine folks at Factor are going to have your back, especially going on one of these binge eating, just absolute debacle of a trips where you're just putting anything and everything into your system. You know you need to come back to some normalcy, some routine, and that's exactly what Factor is going to get you, because they're going to get you to go outside your comfort zone. Instead of prepping and cooking indoors, Factor Meals is going to arrive fresh and ready to eat, perfect for any lifestyle, and within 45 weekly menu options, you can pick gourmet meals that fit your goals. Choose from calorie smart, protein, plus, keto, and more. Factor powers your day with satisfying breakfast on the go lunches, premium dinners, and guilt-free snacks and desserts. It's easy to savor more this spring. Factor Meals pack in the flavor with none of the fuss. So go ahead and get started at factormeals.com/dumb50off and use code dumb50off to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. That's code dumb50off at factormeals.com/dumb50off for 50% off plus free shipping.
Yeah. I can imagine it's going to be tough, Wisconsin, because I was talking to Joe, because Joe's going back and then right off to Wisconsin.
I mean, he
It's
only gets a day. You only get a
yeah.
day.
I will say there are going to be people that come to you guys that I do think it's hysterical because you guys are going to the NFL draft. We always talk about how the people at the NFL draft, like how
Paid
even
partnership, Bob, with Travel Wisconsin. Fine folks at Travel Wisconsin are taking us
they're
out
great
there.
people, wonderful people,
Wonderful people. We're not doing
Midwestern
this.
people, hardworking people, blue collar people. It's a great, great, great collaboration that we're happy to be a part of.
100%,
Great collaboration. 100%.
100%. But I'm just saying there will be some people where it'll come back to get you when they see you at the NFL draft. You know, Cutsy's
I'll
gonna be
tell them
going
that this is
nuts.
we're going to be working, Bob.
I
We're going to
think
be working.
they'd be crazy to not have you guys read out a sixth or seventh rounder, one for the Bears, one
We're
for the
not going to be
Packers.
there for that. We're only going for the first round. We're only out there for the first round night.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
good.
The prime time night. The big
I'd
night,
like Mikey to
Justin.
rate a first round pick
I
for the
think
Bears.
I think I if Goodell needed a spell, I could spell him. I mean, there's no problem there. I would do that. That's no problem.
Mikey would be like, with the whatever pick, like, I think they should be taking this guy, but they're taking this guy, and that's
No,
no
Mikey would like
Bob,
go to
that is, I would be
the
totally professional if need
pick.
be.
Mikey
I
would
would be
go to the
totally
pick, he'd open it up, he'd be like, and with the first overall pick, the Bears select, what the
That's
fuck
a
is this?
reach. That's a
No,
reach.
that's a D-man. That's a D-man play. Do
That's
you
a reach.
believe? Yeah, but I mean
Packers,
that
I'm not happy with them, by the way. They've done nothing in the offseason. They've been
I'm yo,
terrible.
Joe,
Who, the Pack?
I want to see you because you and Mikey are going to play some golf. I've never seen what Mikey's swing looks
Oh,
like.
I'm going to be getting it all on camera.
Yeah,
Everything.
I'd like what do you think like his over on? I know it's hard for you because you've never seen his game, but like were you guys playing Sand Valley?
Yeah, it looks like a gauntlet, man. It looks like
So
an absolute.
I'm gonna shoot 200, Bob. I'm gonna shoot
It
200.
doesn't
I'm
matter
gonna
where you
shoot
shoot. By
200.
the way, they got us scheduled for 2 hours and 20 minutes to play a round of
Bizarre. It's
golf.
bizarre. We gotta get
We're
an
gonna get
answer
like
on
nine
that.
holes. I
We
mean,
gotta
I
get an
don't,
answer on
I
that.
will say this, Michael. Tell me if you disagree. Like, I love the jam-packed itinerary, but sometimes it's too much. It's
It's a
like
lot. It's a
they're
lot.
trying to give us everything that we
They're
can
telling
get and
us where
more.
to go eat breakfast, where to go eat
Yeah.
lunch. I mean, I
You
respect
gotta
it.
let the creator out in the wild do what they're gonna do.
Oh man.
If
Yeah.
you
Love Travel
disagree, I mean, like,
Wisconsin. Love
Love
Travel
Travel
Wisconsin. They're
Wisconsin.
great.
Oh, Travel Wisconsin are some of the greatest people you'll ever meet, let me tell
Yeah, they sure are, Joe.
you.
They're very good people.
Yeah, I
Very
do
people.
agree with that though, JoJo. Sometimes people like planning trips, they jam the every hour when in reality that nothing beats the downtime sometimes. Like you gotta have a lot of
That's
downtime. A
why I
lot
don't
of
think I can
places.
do Disneyland again, man, or Disney World again. I just it's constantly
Disney World's
something.
nonstop,
It
dude.
is
Yeah.
not. You feel like
Nonstop.
after a day out there, you feel like you just ran a
Dude,
marathon.
did
Oh
you see
my.
the step counts I was putting out in Disneyland, bro? This
Yeah.
was like pre-Fontaine numbers
Dude,
I was putting up out
you're
there,
putting out more
dog.
steps than like a caddy who does like
Yes.
Augusta. You know what I
Yes.
mean? Like
And
just
he had two little
completely.
kids. I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he did it.
Yeah.
Man.
You're gonna see, Joe, when that when little Da pops out, man, it's gonna just unlock another level of what you're capable of.
I
It's
talked
gonna
to Joe
unlock
about
that shit,
I want
dog.
to
I'm
lock
serious.
myself in. I like if him and Nicole want to go to dinner, I expect baby Dot to be coming over to me to babysit. You know what I mean? I want to be a very active uncle. I really do.
That
I want to be very involved.
baby, Joe, that baby's gonna be all over the fucking internet, dude. That baby's gonna be all over the internet. That baby's gonna be a star.
He's got to
He's
get
gonna be a
sign-offs on
star.
Nicole because that's
Yeah, you gotta
I'm
be a
sure
little
she's
careful.
pretty. By the way, I got to be honest. Nicole's been pretty good lately. She's taken the Bob effect. She's just rolling cameras of me on all times now. Like
Well,
it's
Joe, I
like
mean.
I'll be honest with you. There's a time like even in the trip today where I or last night where I was rolling so much that. Like there was where it's like, okay, I think sometimes maybe I'm rolling that camera too much where I need to take it a step back.
Like
Yeah,
you're in an
I
episode
noticed
of Big Brother, man. It's
it,
unbelievable. I'm
there
just
was
sitting there.
definitely a time last night where I kind of thought, all right, maybe you got to take it. But at
This
the
is the
same time,
classic Bob position.
yeah.
This is the classic Bob position. I
I
mean,
will
you
say.
will look over to him at any event you're at, and he'll just.
I will say that he's pretty good at doing it because I looked over yesterday and I saw Ticket like this, and it was so
Tickets.
obvious
No, Bob's good. Bob's gotten really good at it. He's camouflaged.
He's had certainly enough practice, Michael. I mean, we're talking about years of just this guy filming people and throwing them on the internet for the world to see.
I mean, even in high school, people, my friends used to, they wouldn't understand why I was filming. Like, they wouldn't, they'd be like, what the fuck are you filming this for? Like, before really Instagram or like.
That is weird, bro. That is weird.
Yeah.
When that first time I ever went to golf with him, Mikey, I was walking up to the golf course and I was wearing an all red outfit and he saw me. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I was like, what? He's like, just go walk back over there and then come back to me. And I was like, what is wrong with this guy? Like, what is he talking about? And he gets the phone out and he's like, Joey Colcutt's the Red Ranger coming off to Rancho Park. And I was like, is this real life? Like, what are
that's,
we doing?
That's how George Lucas started his career. Joe. Same way. You know, that's how it starts. Early visionary prophecies like that. That's what it is.
Oh, man.
What, Bob?
Who's George Lucas?
Come on, man. Come on, Bob. Come on.
You got to be better, man.
Little movie ring a bell, Bob? You ever heard of
Star
this movie?
Wars?
What the fuck are you doing with a Darth Vader? Anything.
We're a Lego family, Bob.
How big is that desk? You got more things on that.
Oh,
desk.
You got shelf. A lot
I have
of
a shelf
shit
up
in
there,
there,
Bob. I have
he
a
does.
Shelf. Have a shelf up here. How about The Mandalorian? Another Star Wars.
We started watching a movie the other day, Mikey. Oh, so we've been talking about movies.
Wait. I mean, can we go back to the fact that Bob doesn't know who the fuck George Lucas is?
I don't even know if it's worth discussing.
Bob, that can't be real, bro. Come on. That
he doesn't
can't be,
know.
Bob,
no, it's real.
Come on,
but Bob, you are in show business, Bob.
But show business has nothing to do with Star Wars or movies. It's not like we're not going to succeed.
What you, I mean, at one time, Bob, movies were the crutch of show business. They were. Yeah. Movies were show business.
But what about are we doing? Is my lack of movie knowledge going to hurt the
show business?
Bob,
stands on
Bob,
movies.
You know, if I said Steven Spielberg.
Of course.
Okay. So, like, George Lucas is in that. Is in that caliber of like
Steven
fame
Spielberg's
as a director.
Jurassic Park.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Jumanji.
Jaws.
Did Spielberg do Jumanji? Did he?
Avatar.
He didn't do Avatar. That's James Cameron.
To call Spielberg one of his main movies, Jumanji, is one of the craziest.
Did Spielberg
Jumanji?
Do
no,
Jumanji?
Jumanji was unbelievable.
I don't think he did Jumanji. If he did, that's a good pull by Bob. Honestly, I don't know. Joe,
no,
let me
it's
know.
A film by Joe Johnston.
The guy named Mike Smith did Jumanji.
Bob, could
he
you name
George
me?
Lucas did Jumanji.
Bob, could you name me five
I don't know why I thought of
producers?
Jumanji.
Bob, could you name me five producers?
That's outrageous, Joe. He can't name directors. You want him to name producers? Come on.
Or like,
that's not fair.
James Cameron.
Okay, there's one.
Quentin Tarantino.
It's a director. I mean, but these guys
okay, directors.
Producers,
but that counts.
No,
directors.
That's fine.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Fine.
No,
directors
I'm
is fine.
Directors,
fine.
That's pretty good. Cameron.
Okay.
Tarantino.
Spike Lee.
Spike Lee joint. It's a Spike
What's
Lee joint.
That's right. It's right. It's right. It's
good.
No, it's good.
Checkmark. That's a checkmark.
You got two more. What about a guy who directed the Transformers movie, Bob? That's a big one.
All I know from Transformers is Shia LaBeouf.
Well, Michael Bay was what I was referring to.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't have got that.
How about who directed The Godfather, Bob?
I don't know.
Coppola.
Yeah. Anthony Coppola?
Francis Ford, but yeah. We should move on. Let's move on. Let's move on. Speaking of which, if you're 21 or over, I want you to open up your ears because let me tell you about who else this episode of The Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by, and that's our good friends, our great friends over at Lucy. That's right, Lucy, 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco-free, though. Nicotine pouches, but there's a little extra something in there. There's a little extra something special. You want to get hydrated. You don't want to get dizzy when you're doing your pouch. Pouches, like Joe talked about a couple weeks ago. Yeah. We got a nice hydrating pouch that explodes with extra flavor plus hydration when you take your Lucy. That's one in a million, guys. Listen, how about this Lucy flavor? My personal favorite, apple cider. Show me another company who's doing apple cider nicotine.
Maybe that's the one I need to try.
Pouches. No tobacco, tobacco-free, like I said. And let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to Lucy.com. lucy.co/dumb. That's lucy.co/dumb. And use promo code D-U-M-B, dumb, to get 20% off your first order. Not 10, not 15, 20%. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. Now, I'm sure they're not going to take your used ones back, but the unused ones, they'll take right on back. Again, that's lucy.co and use code DUMB, D-U-M-B, to get 20% off. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified, guys. And a warning, the product does contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Bro, that was a tough couple minutes for me, man. That was.
I think we need more of that, though. Like, we'll call it, like, the Bobby Hot Seat, where we just ask him, like common questions just to see, like...
if you'll,
like,
learn from that.
Can Bob name the seven continents?
Oh, don't do this. No. Don't do that. Don't.
Why not? I don't think you can.
Because I would be exposed. Let me tell you.
No, Joe's a big geography guy.
His geography's good.
Go ahead, Bob. Can you name the seven continents?
No, how many can you name? I can. I'll be the first to tell you.
Go ahead. Just hammer out a couple.
Well, you got North America,
South America.
That's two.
Europe.
Yeah.
That's three. Come on, Bob.
Where do all the animals live, Bob?
Terrible. Africa.
There you go.
It's four. Go ahead, Bob.
Where is some of our favorite food?
No.
I think he may have it. We got four. We're over halfway home. What?
Where does sushi come from?
Asia.
There we go. We got five, Bob.
I mean, these clues.
Where's a place that Jed always wants to go, but you said you'll never go there?
Israel.
No. It's a bar place he wants to go for a golf trip.
He got five.
He's got this. Bar place he wants to go for a golf trip.
He ain't going to get the one.
Oh, Australia.
There you go. There's six.
He's not getting the next one. There's no chance.
I would put this is the most guaranteed. You will never get this.
This is minus 5,000. You will not get this.
What is it?
Antarctica.
Yeah. Antarctica.
Would you have gotten that?
Yeah.
You would have gotten that?
No. Yeah. That's tough.
You would have said Uncle Artica.
I love that segment.
Man, it's a great segment. I think it's a good segment for the program, Bob. A little bit to get put on you is nice.
That's tough, man.
So going back to where I was starting.
He said Israel.
Where's a place that we always...
I thought Jed always says, you know, you would like Israel, and I always tell him, no way. So I was thinking
Bob's going to go to the homeland. Oh, my God.
That was tough. Man.
All right. Sorry.
But I was saying is that we were talking about movies and we were giving some suggestions to Bob about movies he needs to watch. Yes.
Bobby Blockbusters.
We've tried. But anyways, we all gathered around to watch a movie the other night.
Oh, good.
Like all of us.
That's nice.
We ordered movie and... And it was Django Unchained. Bob had never
great
seen
movie.
It.
Great movie.
So we start watching it. We're watching like an hour in. And then Bob just looks over. He's like, can I say something? And we look over. He goes, this is terrible.
Come on, Bob. Bob, that's a good movie.
And he watches all the way up until they go to have dinner with Leonardo DiCaprio, like a Candyman.
And he's
like, well, that's it for me. Gets up and goes to his bed 5 minutes before all the shit unfolds.
The best part of this whole story is that when you started the story and you prefaced it with, we all decided to sit down and watch a movie together, Bob goes, yeah, it was great.
Now, in his defense, it's a very long movie. I will give him that.
Oh, crazy. But I will say, when I said this is terrible, they said, like, hang on, some shit's about to happen. And then it did start to pick up a little bit. I can't sit here and say
you would have been done terrible. If we had not been there. You
was the camaraderie aspect.
You're right,
for you,
Joe.
Bob.
You're right. That was great. Come right, having everybody around to watch the movie was really, really nice. But it did get better. I will not sit here and say it was a bad movie. Now, mind you, I haven't watched the rest. I'd be curious to see what happened.
That's the best part.
But yeah,
could you imagine, Joe, if like you had a if like Bob, if you had to like lock him into a chair and he had to watch like Apocalypse Now and Once Upon a Time in America back to back, like three, 4 hour movies.
You'd have to
like
staple him to the chair like the guy from Orange Clockwork Orange and like staple his eyes
with his eyelids open like this.
I'll
He doesn't know that movie, so
he
it's not
doesn't
funny.
movie.
Stanley Kubrick, Bob. Another
That's
great
a
director.
great
Okay,
one,
at
man.
least with Django Unchained, I see why people like that movie.
A great
Two
movie.
movies that I'm gonna give you
Go
that I
ahead.
just can't wrap my head
Oh
around
no.
how
Oh no.
people enjoy the movie. It's an I people talk it, they rave about it like it's the greatest
I know the
movie.
first one. I don't
Yeah, I
have to
don't.
ask.
I don't.
Well, it's
I
two.
know. You want to
Do you
say
want to
the
say?
first
Do you
one
want to say?
on three?
One,
They love the number one,
two,
two, three.
three.
Pulp
Once
Fiction.
upon. Okay, I was gonna say Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Can't wrap my head around how people
That's
like
Charles
that.
Manson.
Yeah, even with knowing that, even with that, Joe, it's just
Bob's just taking
terrible.
a collective dump
He
on
doesn't
Tarantino, though.
like
And
Tarantino,
then
man. Pulp
yeah,
Fiction?
with Pulp Fiction, I just can't wrap my head around it.
He
I
doesn't
don't.
like, I guess, how Tarantino skips back and forth in the timeline. How he like,
Yeah.
is that
He
what
makes it
annoys
like a
you?
book. It's almost like a book. When you
I
watch a
just.
Tarantino film, it's like in chapters.
Yes,
I
yes,
don't think
yes.
Bob likes that very much.
Yeah,
And he
I just
goes
think
from back to forward to back.
slow, just slow.
All right. All right. That's
Pulp Fiction is heralded as
With
one
that
of the
being
best
said,
movies.
he did Wolf of Wall Street. I loved Wolf of Wall Street. I thought Wolf of Wall Street was amazing.
Scorsese did Wolf of Wall Street, Bob. All
Are you
right, let's move on.
serious?
Let's move on from movies. Yeah.
He didn't do Wolf of Wall Street?
Martin
He
Scorsese did
Martin
Wolf of Wall Street.
Scorsese
Scorsese
did.
did
Oh
Wolf
my
of Wall
God.
Street.
I'm having a rough episode here, man. I
This is
am gonna
great. I'm
get.
enjoying this.
Yeah, dude. I am gonna get
Oh.
fucking.
I will say this, Bob, that you were open to watching a couple of movies, which means that you're willing to go outside your comfort zone. And
Yeah,
I
yeah.
think the other movie I suggested him to watch with Nerode is Lord of War with Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas
It's
Cage. Yeah,
a
yeah, yeah.
great
Wow,
movie. Yeah,
wow.
that I'm getting right into when I get home. We're gonna watch
And
that
I
home.
would suggest at some point, maybe we would collectively next time we get together, like you pick up where you left off, because Django, the last 45 minutes to 50 minutes
Yeah,
is
epic. Yeah, epic.
unbelievable. Like you
Yeah.
missed the entire
And
craziness.
I'll tell you, there's some scenes that are really hard to watch.
Yeah,
There
there are. Yeah, I
really
mean,
are. I mean,
it's
that
tough.
is just, oh my God. All right. Mike, the thing I wanted to ask you, I mean, Joe was there for it,
Go.
and bro, I laughed in this kid's face. I couldn't help but laugh because
Oh.
Joe was making me laugh, and I really felt terrible after. I don't think they cared or caught on to it, but did you
right.
see the clip of those kids at the meet and greet bringing the sandwich to me, and I opened the sandwich? Oh.
I saw the bag with the feed Bob. I didn't see what was in the bag. I did see it briefly, but I didn't see the whole thing. What happened?
Dude, they brought the sandwich for me and they
Okay.
said it's from this great market. And FP's hyping it up, Joe's hyping
Dude,
it up.
they had written on the bag,
why is
hashtag
Joe?
feed
Joe, you knew
Bob.
what it was?
No,
No. Just
we
hyping it
were
up.
excited. We're
Okay.
like, oh
They
my God,
wrote
they
feed
brought
Bob on the bag. They're all
Okay.
excited to give
Okay.
him the
This
sandwich.
sandwich looks great. Like if you saw the wrapping, it's the wrapping, you would like that wrapping,
Like a
like just the
boar's head.
classic. Yeah, just the wrapping where you know is gonna be
Okay.
good with
Okay.
that, yeah, with the tape. And it came out.
It
And this thing looked like
looked
it had been sat on and stuffed
like
in
a
a
wet
lot.
diaper.
Okay.
Oh,
Yeah.
yes. At
Yeah.
the little gas station outside
Oh,
there.
really nice. Girthy. Definitely girthy.
That's a good
Yeah,
spot.
really nice.
Some good
Okay.
eyes on that thing.
Yeah, fuck it.
Here, I'll help you.
Let's see what we got. Here we go. Looks are everything, fellas.
Okay, it's
Okay.
looking great.
All right.
All
Bread looks good.
right.
I was expecting
Now, all right. All right.
I couldn't help but laugh. It was just hysterical to me
Bob
that we were
laughed in their
so.
face.
It was so fucking funny that we thought this was gonna be this great sandwich, and then it comes out and this thing, the sandwich like peeked out of the wrapping and.
The lettuce was all frayed. It looked terrible.
Now, did the
Yeah.
guys take offense to it, or were they fine?
They didn't know what to
I don't
say.
think they knew, but I
Yeah.
felt really bad.
Bob just started howling of laughter. He's gotten to the point now, Bob, where like if he finds something funny, it doesn't matter who's around, he'll just start laughing right in front of the person. Like he can't control
Because
himself.
if you're in a situation where you're not supposed to laugh, like in school or in class, like
Oh,
if
you
you
laugh so much harder.
Correct. If you weren't
Yeah.
supposed to laugh or if somebody's upset,
Oh.
you laugh 20 times harder.
I mean, you talk about like in the classroom setting specifically, like you try and fight back that laughter, you literally start crying tears of laughter. Like you start
Yes.
crying tears of laughter. That's all I
Yeah.
feel. I used to do that all the time. I used to get in so much trouble because of that. It was the same one of my buddies that me and him would always in class, always get in trouble like that.
Yeah, that's the good stuff. I mean, that stuff just all right. Anyway, let's move forward here. We're gonna
Bob, you
go.
got to be careful, by the way. You
What
got
do
to
you
be
mean?
careful. Accepting food from strangers at
Yeah,
this
I
point in
know.
your career could be a dangerous move. You don't know,
Might be
anthrax,
some
crazy things, you
cynical
know?
person comes and
Yes,
poisons the
maybe
food.
you
So,
got to be a little careful, Bob.
anthrax. That was like when was that happened? That was like
Probably
2000, like five. That was like
before
oh,
then. Yeah, that was old. Old, yeah.
yeah.
Remember, that was a big scare, though. That was
Of
a big scare.
course, yeah, that was
Yeah.
very scary. Now people don't really get their mail. I feel like now many people aren't big mail people
Can
that are.
anthrax an email, Bob?
Yeah, you wouldn't think so. Certainly not Mikey's. You email Mikey, you get a whole disclaimer.
That's right.
This email is written, copyrighted, could be
That
filed to the further.
is a little hard, though, there.
It's
Gotta
crazy.
protect yourself, Joe. You know what I mean?
That is some crazy. Wait, actually, before we get into our buy or sell,
Here we go.
we got cut off, and it was an interesting conversation.
Why are you
We
doing this, Bob?
no, because it was a good conversation.
What was it? What
It
was it?
was. It was. We were filming the episode the other day, and
Yes.
we got cut off right at this, and I really wanted to dive into that.
Go ahead.
Is Mikey had claimed that out of 10 people that Joe meet,
Oh,
that
yeah.
five of them would not w that wouldn't be a fan of him
Would hate
or
him.
would hate him. So
Right.
even yeah, the
Right.
five of the
Hate
people,
is a strong word.
it is.
But I mean, Joe, five of them would love you, though. If I meet 10 people, I feel like five would be like, oh, he's all right. And five would be like, ah, I don't really like him. With you, I feel like it's love or hate. I'd rather be
You
loved
think
or hated,
50% of the
honestly.
population hates
No,
me?
not the population, just the population that's met you. You know what I'm saying? Like, not like in a bad way.
Yo, that is extremely disrespectful.
No, it's not.
You're telling me that half the people I meet in my fucking life hate me?
Yeah, because they don't know you yet. I'm going
Yo, this
off of like
guy
a
is.
judging the book by its cover thing, Joe. You know what I'm saying? Like judging a book by its cover never works for anybody. They don't get the chance to really get to know you, and I feel like that's not fair to you, but I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Do you have any experience?
They gotta buy the book.
Bob, do you know what I'm saying? Or do you not know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I see what you're
You agree
saying.
with this?
Well,
50% of the people that I meet hate me in my life.
All right.
What are
Hold on.
we doing here?
Let's say to be a little more fair, let's say 70-30. 30%.
Yeah, okay, a quarter. I would say a quarter. Is that fair?
Yeah, or
A quarter of
maybe.
people I'm sure hate
Okay, yeah,
me, but to
50-50
say
maybe.
half the
Yeah, that might
people in my
be. Yeah,
life,
okay.
well, maybe hate comes off as
End up.
strong.
End
I
up.
get. I wouldn't necessarily say hate, but
I
I
don't mean
get.
hate like, not like Hitler hate. I don't mean like that. I just
Oh,
mean like, man, this guy. You know what I
yeah.
mean?
No, I would hope not. Yeah,
By
I
the way,
wouldn't.
I
Well,
have a
that's
I think
actually.
he's building up the hate word a
Oh,
lot.
but like Jet, I told you what maybe a couple episodes that I asked Jet what he would do to prepare his friends to meet Joe and what he would say. And Joe and Jet said that he did. He told his friends like, hey, he's gonna say some things. You're gonna think he's an asshole. Just know that he's not. Like he's gonna do and say some dumb shit, but just know he's got a big heart. And go ahead, Joe.
No,
I was
I'm
going to say, Joe,
listening.
do you honestly care?
He
I
don't.
don't
You
care,
should
but
not, because they're judging you a book by its cover. That's not fair.
I by the way, I feel like in the wild when someone meets me, I'm very respectful and I'm a nice
You
guy.
are. I've seen it.
Well, like if somebody
I'm quite genteel. I feel like I'm a nice person. Like I'm not like I
good
running
word.
around being a dick to people. Like I'm not
No.
an asshole.
No, but if they caught you like during a game, like if somebody walked into your living room and you had an Octobox going or a
Bob,
quarter
yeah,
box
who's gonna do that? Who's
going.
walking in the middle of Sunday football?
No. Remember when Showtime had that Bumble girl come in? Oh my
She
sweet
was
mer.
Frankenheimer? Oh, yeah, Frankenheimer.
Yeah.
The one and only. That was my bad, bro. That was my
Yeah.
bad.
Showtime.
I don't care what people think.
That's for sure.
I'm going to start by saying that.
But then why? Then why did you freak out when I said it?
I think what's happening to Joe.
The people that meet me would hate me. Is a lot.
Joe, I don't mean hate in the sense that you're. Yeah, maybe hate was too strong. Strongly dislike.
Yo, strongly dislike is just as bad.
No.
Maybe you say like. Maybe I could even
not your that. Cup of tea.
Yeah, not the cup of tea is a all lot right. different than all saying.
Right, we found a happy median in the tea.
Well, that's yeah, fair. It's a big difference to say, "Oh, this guy's not you're my right. cup of tea," or "I strongly right. dislike this guy," or "I hate this guy."
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this: there's
hand,
a lot
hand up, guys.
When you do break through, so for those five people that get through, you are man. In for one
what
of
a
the
gift.
Greatest. What a gift. Gift! What a luxury! A you are in for one of the greatest. Friendships, experiences of your life. You will never experience anything like the Joey D experience.
It's the ride of a lifetime. It's like going on like a world-class roller coaster.
Girl,
that's the equivalent, I would
on
say.
On top of those stairs, and I was in awe just watching down on him and the yelling he was doing, the way that his mind would transfer, like, fuck that guy, do you believe? Oh, Bob, the pizza's
yeah,
ready.
The best.
Like, it's like, yeah. whoa, how yeah. did we get there?
That's the that's the Italian in him coming out at those moments. It really is underneath. He goes from one end of the emotional spectrum to the other very, very quickly.
I will say this. Bob looks at Ticket and he goes, that's my Frankenstein. I was like, damn,
about
dog.
Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, Bob, you're such,
it sounded bad.
Such a bad guy sometimes,
no,
bro.
I'm not, but
you
I'm
are.
Not.
You're Frankenstein, Bob.
I know, that came off bad, by the way.
Yeah, it did. You know what the story of Dr. Frankenstein was, Bob?
Not really.
Okay, that's it was a demented scientist that dug up pieces of dead bodies in an effort to patch them together to bring back the dead so he could have like this like mega freak soldier that he could just do his bidding for all the time.
I think Bob would still stand by that story.
Yeah, I think so
you
too.
You know what?
I think so
too. I agree with it now more than ever.
I think Dr. Frankenstein was also Jewish.
Why?
Frankenstein is a Jewish name. So
is it?
I guess I got to go to Israel after all.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We got to do the segment of Ask Bob.
Ticket, though, I said to him today on the car cam that the thing with Joe that like my like when I really he's like when you met Joe, he's like I Ticket said he didn't realize how crazy he was till talking to me. And then I like, you know, which
Joe
but
gets so mad.
But I said to Ticket that when we started Bob Their Sports, I really did think that. And even with him coming on the Brilliantly Dumb Show, if people could see what I see, then we've won. That if people can see what we're seeing, then it's a win. And you've come in to be the biggest asset on the Bob Does Sports and the Brilliantly Dumb Show, Peter. So I actually think it's a compliment. And all right, let's move on. Let's go to our buy or sell. I know Joe's buy. It's a really good buy, one that I stand by too, that just occurred. So D-Man, you take it away on the buy.
The first time going to this place, it was like right out of the gates, first night in Virginia. We were getting ready for a meet and greet. We had to get some food. Michael, have you ever been to the Texas Roadhouse?
Yes. Where they put the peanuts on the peanut shells
yes.
on the floor? Yep.
I was wildly impressed. At least the one that we went to was very, very good. And you know what? I've gotten to the point now where if we ever go to places like that, like Chili's or TGI Fridays, I don't really expect much. I expect like the food to be very subpar.
Oh, you go
like,
for a burger, a couple beers.
Yeah.
Chili's is great though. Great chips and salsa.
Yeah, Chili's is pretty good. I still don't think the food nut rocks my socks off. But anyways, my point is I was expecting very little. We started with like some stuff at the table, these dinner rolls that they
dinner
have.
Dinner rolls are big there, yeah.
Oh my God, we're unbelievable.
Well known for the dinner roll.
We did a Caesar salad to start that was very good. A lot of dressing on it, good crouton ratio. And then I will say like the entrees, like everything we had, I was very, very impressed. And you know what? I had to make my buy this week. Texas Roadhouse, I went in with very, very low expectations and I left quite pleased, if I'm being honest.
I love that idea. I love any like the peanuts, like Five Guys does that where you could start off with the peanuts And he's right there. Caesar salad was unbelievable. Those rolls, the amount of calories per roll, by the way, because the butter is just like brown sugar. It's so good, but you can only imagine what those things are. Now, if you, let me ask you this, D. If you go, what would you take, gun to your head, Red Lobster starter rolls or Texas Roadhouse?
Nah, the Roadhouse ones were so good. And by the way, good to us. This was like day one. The girl asked if we wanted more rolls brought to the table. We all had one, and we said no. And now, which was a massive mistake because the amount of bad decisions we made on the rest of the trip, I think one more roll would have been the best decision we could have made compared to
You're
some of the
right.
others. But we were trying to stick together. We always say, like, going to these trips, oh, we're going to do better. This is the one that we're going to stand together, and somebody falls apart. And you know who's bad this trip? Bob, you know who's really bad this trip for like getting other
Tick,
guys to go with
ticket,
them?
ticket.
Ticket was awful. He
Yeah, it
was
was. With what?
dragging people down. I didn't want Dairy Queen the first night. He guilt tripped me into saying, why don't you ride with the boys? If you
He
don't do it,
wouldn't,
no one's
Mikey.
going to
He would
do it.
not. He wouldn't order a blizzard unless Joe wanted a blizzard too. It was the craziest shit you've ever seen. It was crazy. And then he ended up. And then Joe ended up getting like a large ice, like a cheesecake bite, like
How was that,
crazy.
Joe? Yeah, I bet it was. I bet it was. I bet it was.
It is a good buy though, and again, the Caesar salad was really, really good. I'll do a quick buy, and then we can head on over to Michael. My buy again. I know I'm biased. I said it earlier, but I really do believe that this will take Drink Have a Day to another planet. The transfusion is out, and I think we nailed it. I really did. I'm curious for people's feedback on it. But I am so excited about it. We just did a challenge with them with the drinks today. Mikey, you're gonna have a case, multiple cases coming your way. It's hard to get the transfusion. I mean, Joe, how many of these? There's so many of those that we said no to that we didn't like the flavor.
Yeah.
Golf is huge. Transfusions are now huge. I really, really do think the Drink Have a Day transfusion. It is gonna be the drink golf. I hope I'm right, but yeah, I think this thing is unbelievable. Hard buy.
It's a good one. The stuff is good. Really, really good.
Michael?
Yeah, I'm gonna sell this week after coming back from the all-inclusive the wedding I was at. I had never been to a one of these before, and I found out that there was one at this all-inclusive, and I was very excited about it. Now, I've been in one before, actually, at a friend of mine. He has one at his house, which is insane. But the swim-up bar, I was very excited to go to a swim-up bar because I hadn't been one at a nice resort before, and I'd been to some beautiful places of my honeymoon and things like that, but I had never experienced one. I'm so excited. And I'm selling it. I think it's extremely overrated. Yes, it's a unique thing because you're in the pool, but at an all-inclusive, honestly, it's just I went to it the first day and I was hanging out there a little bit. There was no TV there. I think a TV might have
Yeah,
changed my opinion.
of
There was no
course.
TV there. That was a big Debbie Downer, especially Masters weekend. Would have liked the TV out there. Probably wouldn't have left that location if the TV was there. I just feel like at the all-inclusive, the pool boys are bringing you drinks from every which direction at all times anyway. I just feel like if you are at an all-inclusive, I just feel as though it serves very minimal purpose because everyone's bringing their drinks in the pool anyway. The guys are coming around poolside. You could be in the pool and the guy's coming right to the pool anyway to give you a drink or take a drink order. So it's not even like you got to go to the bar.
I would
It
say
was an
two things.
underwhelming experience, the swim up bar. I'm selling it. And that might not be a popular sell.
You
People
know what
might
though,
come back to me
Mikey?
on that
If
one.
a TV could totally change that whole
TV might have changed.
experience.
Yeah, it might have.
I think two things. The all-inclusive changes the aspect of the swim up bar because
Does.
everybody's getting free drinks. So it's crowded as shit. Like
Yeah.
everybody's there. So
Yeah, and I
that's the
don't like
first
that
thing.
either.
It's difficult. If you go to for example, the swim bar when I was in Hawaii, it was not an all-inclusive, so it's minimal people are at there, and they only have so many stools there,
Yes.
and it was very nice. And then the other thing too with the all-inclusives, they're pumping these drinks out so fast that a lot of the drinks that you're getting, they're sloppy or they're not as good. When you go to like a resort and it's the drinks that are coming out are like top tier. They're much better. So
Yeah.
not saying that I disagree with your take on the swim up bar, but I do think it changes the experience with the all inclusive because they're just slinging these drinks out like
Yeah,
wildfire.
I thought the poolside service was so great, and I actually thought the drink quality was great. It wasn't overcrowded at all. I
That's
didn't think it
good.
was overcrowded. The drink quality was great. It was so many days there. I was just ordering Pacifico Lights, like a light beer, every time at that point, because like, what am I gonna do? Like drink tequila from 11 o'clock in the morning? Like, I'm not gonna do that. But yeah, I just think the whole thing. I guess maybe I had built it up so much in my mind that I was so pumped for it. It was just a letdown. It was just a little bit of a letdown.
Yeah,
So I'm selling it.
I thought you were gonna sell inclusive resorts because I just
No, I think they did a great job. This place in Cabo did a great job. I thought it was really
really
good.
the
I thought
high-end
it
one
was
it can
really
be a
good.
lot of fun,
It was
man.
really
Yeah,
nice. It
I
was
just
really
feel
nice.
like what Joe said with the drinks, I think is true. Like the drinks can be subject, but I also do think they're trying to nickel and dime every step of the way that they're trying to save at these all-inclusive in any way that they can. That I'm always just kind of on edge with all-inclusive, or I just haven't had good experiences. The last, well, Joe, you remember that buffet? I won't name the place, but on that, I just can't That was in
imagine.
the Dominican, right? That place was terrible.
Oh my God, it was
But
so
we had
bad.
also come from like the top tier
Yeah, when you do
spot
that,
to
it's
going
tough.
there, so
Tough.
it was so clearly much worse.
Yeah, but you could.
I will say this about Mexico, an aspect that I'm buying is how cheap it was. Once you're there and
Oh.
you've paid, I mean, you give one of these poolside waiters a $20 American bill.
Oh.
I mean, this guy will wax your car tomorrow if he could. I mean, they treat you like a fucking sultan. I was
Yeah.
renting a cabana every day, every day. This cabana was $80 American for
That's
the full day. If I
wild.
tried to rent this cabana in Las Vegas, it would have been $2,500 a day for its. It was right next to the pool. It was 80 bucks for the
Oh,
day.
that's a
I mean, it's just
no-brainer.
the American dollar in Mexico. I mean,
Oh.
listen, Mexico, it's great. It's cheap. I mean, it was good, that
You know
aspect. From afar, not so much.
the people I really like to tip is if I stay at a hotel, this wasn't really on the Mexico front, but when I stay at a hotel, I like to find the housekeeper that does the room and I like to pop her a 20,
Yeah.
tell her what room you is, because there's some little things that you'll find that you're really gonna like with tipping the housekeeper. But yeah, pool boy, like that. I also think cabanas are just wildly overrated, that what they charge for it. You know, I used to be
Well,
a $100
that's
for
why it was
great.
so cheap, and it was like this resort, it was like if you didn't go down and put your towel down on one of the chairs, like when the
Oh.
pool opened, it was one of those situations where like you could get stuck in a bad spot. There wasn't really any like privacy seclusion where you could put your shit. There was, but I'd rather put my stuff in an area where I know nobody else is going. I don't know. I'm a
Yeah.
psycho like that. Like I'm just
Yeah.
crazy.
I
Like
just
I just don't
like,
like leaving my shit around.
you know, when
But
we were in the Bellagio, it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of
oh, that
fun,
was
but like,
tremendous though, Rob.
it
That
was just,
that
but
was
what,
tremendous.
yeah.
And I'm going to
Yeah.
say the TV again, though, we're talking about a situation where the TV made or would have
Yeah.
made or broken that situation. The fact that there was a TV, if there was no TV in
Correct.
that cabana,
Oh, would have been in
that would have
trouble.
been, it would have been a flop. But the
Yeah.
fact that the TV was in there, we could watch college football all day poolside with the drinks and the food flowing. I mean, it
And the
really,
server was awesome too. He
yeah,
was
he was
great.
tremendous. He was
Yeah.
tremendous. Very good.
You guys are gonna have a good time in Wisconsin. You
Yeah, a lot of poolside cabanas in
will.
Sheboygan.
It's gonna be
Gonna be
fucking
Sheboygan.
cold,
Yeah.
man.
Oh, is it
To
still gonna
bundle
be? Yeah,
up,
I
it's
guess
gonna
it
be
will
50,
still.
60 degrees.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, Joe, make sure you get some videos of Mikey out on that golf course.
Oh, don't you worry.
I want to see. And you know what? I hope you guys have a caddy because I want to see if he gets along with the
I don't
caddy
want a
after his
caddy, Joe.
last experience.
I
Get him the
really
caddy.
don't. I really don't want a
Mikey, you got
caddy.
to give a caddy a chance.
I really don't.
Yeah.
I really am praying you'll
Mikey,
get a caddy, Joe.
you
I
do
really
it.
don't want him to do
Joe,
that.
get him
I
a
really don't want him to do that.
Get him a caddy. Caddy's on Joe.
Hey,
Caddy's
you know what? If we get two caddies, guaranteed one of them will hate me. So we're in good business.
on. I
We're
really, really, really don't want
not gonna
Mikey.
get a caddy. Relax.
All
The
right,
guy's
good.
already stressed out, man.
Good.
They help. You had a
No, they
bad
don't. Not the
experience.
one I had.
Okay, well, there's
So,
one
Mikey, is there
that's
any
one
part
bad apple. You
is
can't just let that PTSD for the rest of your life.
Are
Is
you
there
bringing your clubs or no?
Well, it depends. If we're playing 18, I will bring my clubs. If we're doing a nine and dine kind of
I can't
situation.
Even not bring them for nine, though, because if I have to rent clubs, they're going to be so
Yeah,
inadequately short. I'm going to
you
be
might.
even worse
But
than I
Mikey,
already am.
you don't want to carry around your, you know, the
But
bag and
Bob, you
the.
don't understand, though, Bob. Like,
He
I'm
needs
not even
longer clubs.
serviceable with normal clubs. Like, I can't. You saw me at the Breezy trying to swing some guy's normal club. I won't even be able to hit the ball.
I would say you should bring your clubs.
I'm going to bring the clubs. I'm going to bring my clubs.
Okay. All right. All right.
Never
Let's.
know. Bob does sports, might see something out of me out there. You don't
Wow.
know.
Hey,
You don't
look.
know.
Maybe he's an electric factory out there. Maybe
I'm
he's.
asking. I'm asking for the swing. I want to see the
He
swing.
does want to see it.
Lord knows you don't have to be good to be on Bob Does Sports. That's for damn sure. People
Just
have
want to be
seen
sir. I
that.
just want to be serviceable, Bob. That's the
Okay.
goal, is to be
I think. All
serviceable.
right. Well,
That's
D-Man,
all.
let's. Yeah, D-Man, send over those videos.
Here he
Okay.
goes. This guy, he's going to be a
What?
curator of chaos over here. This
I'll
guy.
be. It'll be fun to watch those stories from afar. I'll
Speaking
enjoy
of
it.
golf, top five, Bob.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Big top five.
All right. Let's get.
Huge top
Here
five.
we go. Here we go.
Did you do your ad read, Bob?
I don't have one.
I thought there was three.
No.
Nope.
No.
Oh, all right, sorry.
Okay.
Cut
All
that,
right.
Mr. Anderson.
No, you can keep it. It's
I would
fine.
say keep it, Bob. If you want to just fire off a fake one for old time's sake, fuck it. That would be funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Burley Dump Show is brought to you by Hershey's. More than just chocolate, liquid milk, chocolate, gold. Hershey's, the official chocolate of the Burley Dump Show. Let's head on over into our top five. Today's top five is going to be. We like the idea. Mikey came up with the idea last week of like building, like the master's menu. Now what we're going to be doing is you're building your dream foursome. So you're going to be doing three guys. Obviously, you're with yourself. So three guys and a caddy in your foursome. So your
Well, that's
four.
not five, though, Bob, which is a problem.
You don't need it to be
The
five.
top five.
So let's do top four. I don't think it's a big deal.
I think we do four players plus a caddy,
Four
right?
players. Yeah. So
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
he can at least put our
Yes.
name and then the caddy, I think, is a good idea. Alive. Gotta
Wait,
be
wait, wait. Are
alive.
we picking four guys to play with plus the caddy, or only
No.
three and we just can't? So only three guys we're picking plus the
Correct.
caddy.
So
Okay.
then
All right. All
what
right.
boner Mr. Anderson is gonna do is just put the four players and then the caddy. I think with the
Gotcha.
caddy, you got to think of a guy who would be a good caddy, a good voice you want to hear. So it could be
The
fun.
three players and the caddy. The fourth
Correct.
player being yourself.
Including, yeah.
Yeah,
Right.
okay. I'm
Okay.
in.
Oh, did I get trounced last week? Just absolutely trounced. Mikey V taking home. I think that's back to backers for the V.
Wow.
Now, D-Man,
Michael.
he's going to say this stuff doesn't matter to him, but if he goes on a winning streak and he
Oh.
rattles off a few
Oh
in a
man, come
row,
on. Grow up, Bob.
it's going to be all over
Grow
the
up,
place.
man.
You
Grow up,
know,
man.
you know that damn well, D-Man. All right, Mikey took it home. D-Man, second. So, Mikey, where would you like to go?
You know what? I'll go third. I'll go
Okay.
third.
D-Man.
I don't think there's a clear cut number one
I
here.
don't either. I really don't.
I'll actually go second.
Yeah, I don't. Okay. Number one out of the gate, give me Tiger Woods. And we
Right,
head on over to the D-Man.
I'm gonna go with John Daly at one.
Fuck, man. Fuck. I wanted Daly bad. I didn't think anybody was going to take him round one. I really
He's just
didn't.
a good time, man. You
Yeah, I
got to
know
figure
he
he's
is.
just a
I know
good
he is.
time.
You need the degenerate aspect. That's how each one of my things was going to touch on the degeneracy.
He's got a
Fuck.
vodka. He's got his own vodka now. Good boy vodka now. We don't, you
Yeah,
know.
you
You
don't want to
got
talk about
drink.
it.
Correct.
Yeah,
Correct.
right. I
I
was
didn't know
wondering
where
where that was going.
yeah, I
Stop
don't know.
that.
That
Okay.
sounded
All right. So
ridiculous.
I'm gonna first guy I'm gonna take is for the gambling aspect. You gotta have somebody who's funny in the gambling aspect. In that regard, I'll go Charles Barkley as
Really
my
good.
number one. Gotta go Chuck. I was gonna go. Daly was gonna be pick two, which I thought would have been a tremendous back to back. Fuck. I'm gonna go with you need a little comedy out there. You gotta laugh a little bit. And I think, actually, you know what? I'm going to scratch this. There's going to be a scratch on this. I want somebody, because I'm going to loop back around on that. I want a ball knower out there. I want somebody I could talk ball with. I'm going to go with Chucky, John Gruden, man. Give me John Gruden. He's on the links all the time now. I'm going to go with Gruden.
Honestly.
Just a guy you could chop ball up. He's, how could you not like being on the court?
Yeah. I get it. I really do.
All right. I'm going to go with another guy who I think is hysterical and he'd be a lot of fun to play with. I also created one of the greatest golf movies of all time. I'm going to go with Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that, Pete. Okay. Give me, I got Tiger Woods. Mikey mentioned the gambling aspect, stories. I am going to go with Michael Jordan for my next pick. And then after that, I would love to go with Larry David. I think Larry David on the golf course would be unbelievable.
All right. I'm going to go with another guy who's just fun. He's a lot of fun. I think he'd be an absolute riot to play with. I'm going to go with Vince Vaughn.
I like Vince Vaughn, man.
I like him a lot, man. He's so fucking funny. I bet you he'd be such a good time. He'd have some great stories out there on the course to tell you, too.
Take Bill Murray. And then on the bag, now because I'm already on the bag, right?
Yeah.
Just three guys and then the caddy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm already on the bag. I was going to go Larry David. Bob took him already. Great pick by Bob. I'm going to go Mark Wahlberg on the bag.
Okay.
Give me Marky Mark on the bag.
I feel like he'd be a good caddy.
I think so too.
I think Bob's
got this locked up, man. I think his 1-2-3 is just it's MJ and MJ and Tiger, bro. People are gonna nut all over that. Just be like, oh,
who's up right now, by the way?
Joseph.
It's me.
Gotta get his caddy. We're on caddies.
My caddy, I would love to have. I will go with Wayne Gretzky as my caddy.
Talk a little puck. Guy wants to talk puck.
I know. I love that, man. And he's a great golfer too. I think he'd be a lot of fun.
Is that over to me now?
Yeah, sorry, caddy.
I'm all over the place. Caddy, I'm gonna go with Phil Mickelson on the bag.
Not playing.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'd love to have him playing, but he plays enough. I mean, just even having him there, I think. You know who I won't say it yet, but I had a great guy on the bag. I didn't think Mickelson will still be around, but I got a guy who I think would be perfect as a caddy. I want to let it finish out.
That's it. It's all
finished.
That's it. So I'm going to say it. I Morgan Freeman as a caddy.
Just because of his voice?
Yeah, like to have that voice, like 140 yards is what.
Let's watch Bob approach the seventh green. This is a masterful shot coming from his pitching wedge.
I think Joe Rogan would be good on the. He'd be dissecting everything too.
Or like Sir David Attenborough, the guy who narrates Planet Earth, all the nature shows.
Oh, that's good, man. That's good.
It's a left-to-left break. Softly, softly descending. A little bit fast downhill.
Observe the wild Joey cold cuts as he approaches the 18th green. Stepping with grace and form that of a gazelle as he praises along the antelope trail.
Holy shit, dude. That's pretty fucking good, Mikey. You know, the thing with Mark Wahlberg, I was talking to Wyndham Clark about him because he does municipal. Mark will play, like, he plays 2 hours and 30-minute golf rounds. So, like, I'm all for a quick round. You don't want to be out there for 5 hours. That's too fast. That is, like, not even being.
I didn't know how you do that.
It's not enjoyable. Like, he'll book his tee times, and apparently, like, he just runs through you. Like, he doesn't, like, he just plays right through people, just sprints down the fairway. And then Wyndham said that the course they were at was a little bit backed up to a degree. They were still flying. They got to, like, he's the fastest he's ever played golf. They got to, like, the 14th or 15th hole, and it hit 2 hours and 30 minutes. And Mark just goes, okay, we're done. Let's go back in. And Wyndham's just like, that's it. He's like, yeah, we hit 2 hours and 30 minutes. Like, let's head in. And then they headed in after 2 hours and 30 minutes. And again, I am all for playing a fast round. That, to me, I'd be so stressed out.
Yeah,
Yeah, that sounds
that's
like a bit
wild.
much.
That's what it sounds like, what they want me and Joe to do in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Guess if we got Mark Wahlberg out there with us,
Yeah,
we'll be able
what
to do
the
it in
fuck?
time.
Yeah. Hey, love
That'd be
travel
crazy.
Wisconsin,
Love
though.
travel Wisconsin.
And love the
Love travel
NFL
Wisconsin.
draft, D-Man.
Do you want me
D-Man
to
love.
read the picks, Bob?
If you could, please, sir.
All right, Bob, Team Bob. Bob Tiger, Jordan, Larry David. That's gonna be fucking tough for some, man.
Yeah, I
With
think, yeah.
Phil on the bag.
Yeah.
Joe's team is Joe, John Daly, Sandler, Vince Vaughn, Gretzky on the bag. My team, me, Sir Charles, Gruden, Bill Murray, Mark Wahlberg on the bag. I think Bob's got
Yeah, I feel
because
good about it.
the Jordan
I just
Tiger
wanted to
thing is
go with,
gonna fuck
I
everybody.
know, but I don't think Tiger would be that fun to play with, to be completely honest.
But it would be fascinating.
Yeah,
Like
I
just
understand that, but
playing.
like I just wanted vibes, guys. I wanted
Yeah,
just
that's I wanted
guys.
Daly so bad, Joe. That hurt me. That really hurt me. I really did. That killed
Yeah.
me. Killed me.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, guys, by the way, for for the night episode, I good energy
Good
there.
night,
Oh,
Pod.
shocking, I brought energy.
Well, I had to get it out of you, though. I had to get it out of you, though. Right? I had. I'm
Bravo,
not.
Michael.
I'm not asking you to throw
Bravo.
flowers. I'm just saying. I think it was
Guys,
good. I think I stoked the fire.
we don't want any arguments before Wisconsin. You guys got
That's
a big
true.
trip.
That's true.
You guys
Wipe
got
the
a
slate
big
clean, Joe. Wipe it
yeah,
clean.
you
Wipe
got
it
a big
clean.
trip
Yeah, you want
ahead.
that Q-zip?
Oh, the Master's Q-zip is being thrown in my
I
face.
knew that Q-Zip was gonna
Can
come
I tell
back.
you something, by the way?
That Q-zip better make its way to Wisconsin, Joe.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you that Q-zip and I'm never gonna mention it again. It's
He,
just.
but he said that about the first time that he talked about the
No, I
Q-Zip. He said that he
didn't.
wasn't
That was last week, for those who don't remember.
gonna. Correct. That Q-Zip, you're gonna wish you didn't get that Q-Zip because he's getting keyed.
Whoa. Let me tell you something. He's gonna like the Q-zip.
Oh, this is nice.
It's a
A lot
beauty.
of people
Yeah, it
agree.
is. Yeah, it is.
It's an absolute
All right, travel Wisconsin. Look out for the boys. They are coming in hot. That has been another episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We will see you next time, fellas.